This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
We've got our next guest on the line. Can everyone please put your hands together across the wireless? For our next guest, Australian legend and icon, Paul McDermott. Welcome to Joy 94.9 Weekend Breakfast, Paul.
Thank you very much, John. Lovely to be here. Hello, Paul.
Good morning to you, Paul, and thank you for joining us here on Saturday morning.
Sounds very bright. Lots of applause going on.
Bit
of happiness.
It's exactly what we need. Hey, now before we get into talking about this brand new EP that I've been listening to last night and a little bit this morning, I just wanted to ask you, I think you're one of those people in our country and in the industry, in the entertainment industry, that a certain generation of us that grew up watching Good News Week and things, you're part of our psyche. Is that something that you would embrace or something that you're a bit like, I do other things?
I find it a little bit disturbing, but yeah, it's something I've coped with, I think, over the years. Certainly, you know, being told you're a legend at 22 and then still being told that at 50, 59 is pretty weird. So I take it all with a dose of salt.
Do you know what? I saw you. I also saw you in the Witches of Eastwick many years ago at the Princess, I think, up in Melbourne. So
That
was a huge thrill for me because I was like, oh, that's Paul McDermott, and now he sings and acts.
Oh, well, that was beautiful with Marina Pryor, who was just an absolute goddess, that woman, and Pippa Granderson, and a whole host of extraordinary talent in that show. It was my first experience of musical theatre, and that's a weird world from the one I've come from the one I've been inhabiting for many years, which is a sort of a more the comedy world, and it's a different type of skill set and different type of people. But they were. Yeah, it was a great experience.
Amazing. Now, we're here to talk all about your new EP, which has kind of come out of, you know, this ongoing COVID situation. I've seen the future and you're not in it. I've been listening to it, as I said, last night and this morning. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it and what and how it came about?
Well, I've been working with a fellow called Glenn Morehouse, who's musical director and multi-instrumentalist, and we've been writing songs together. And at the start of this year, we went into the Adelaide Fringe Festival with a new show, and it was essentially a show about my experiences with the lockdown in 2020 and my experience with COVID and so on. All the songs sort of reflected that. And this new lockdown, when we went into it, we lost gigs in Tasmania, beautiful Tasmania, and Queensland and Western Australia and other places. And we thought, because we couldn't be on the road, we may as well take some of the songs that we weren't going to get a chance to perform live and just put them out on a little EP. And so that's how it came about. So all the songs essentially deal with COVID or politics in some sort of way. And there's about another 100 of them waiting in the wings to be released. So we're just whittling them down to sling out a few more EPs over the next few months.
Well, isn't that the beauty of politics as well, as there's always going to be another story coming out of the woodwork from some politician somewhere. I think this is a great way for you to spend lockdown and a great way to sort of funnel all those energies. I'm sure there's lots of frustrated performers, you know, who really were looking for some creative output. And I think this is a great idea. Just give us a rundown of some of those, the tracks you've actually recorded and some of the background to some of the songs.
Well, the first track on the little EP, there's a thing called No Singing, No Dancing. And it dropped yesterday on the same day that Gladys Berejiklian resigned as the Premier of New South Wales. And it is based on a line from Gladys early on in 2020 when she said there was no singing, no dancing, and no mingling, which I just thought as a statement from anyone is a phenomenal statement of life to not be able to sing, dance, or mingle. And I know how we all love mingling, and I particularly like singing and dancing. So it just seemed to be oriented directly towards me, that little comment. And so a song was born out of it. I quite like the song. And Gladys does get a mention in it as well. And I thought it was very strange, and perhaps not a coincidence, that she resigned on the same day that it was released. I think the shame and the pressure of it maybe drove her out of office.
Maybe she's going to take the message to heart herself, because her dancing and mingling and singing has stopped now for herself.
Well, I think those days could be over for Glads, yeah.
Yeah.
And an update potentially available next time round. You can set out the next set of five songs with the first one dedicated to Glads as well.
Well, I don't know if there'll be anything to sing about Glads in the future. I'm not quite sure how this ICAC's going to go, but it'll be interesting to see what it turns up. But she's left the office. Now, the void that she's left, I'm now terrified as to who's going to actually fill that, because there's no hopers and chances in the Liberal Party up here. So got no idea what's going to be happening there. And
I think there's
fear in every community that John Barilaro is going to be stepping into the position for a while.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And Brad Hazard. Oh. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Good luck, New South Wales. That's all we can say.
Hey, one of my favorite tracks on the EP is the last one, Be Kind. It's a little earworm, and I love it. It's a different feel to the others, but beautiful in sentiment, but also, you know, a little bit naughty as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a nice closer, I think, for that little EP. It rounds it off in a pretty good way. The other songs have a bit of different intent about them and are dealing with different issues, but the Be Kind comes out of the COVID experience as well. It's just watching people turn into animals over ideologies, and it has been a very trying period, I think, a difficult period for many people. Just seeing there seems to be a lot of non-caring and aggression out there in the community. So a song that was reminding us to be gentle, be understanding, to listen to other people, I thought was a lovely way to close out the little EP.
Now, Paul, obviously this will turn into hopefully a great show which you can end up touring. Who have you collaborated with trying to pull these songs together?
The fella is Glenn Morehouse. I met him midway through last year. And we just had such an instant rapport. I've been writing songs for a long time. I can't play them myself, though. I can't play guitar. I'm hopeless. But I can get a few chords out, just the main ones. So it's good to share them with someone that can actually, is an actual musician, that can actually breathe life into the songs. And we just found that we had this instant camaraderie. Similar ideas, like the absurdity of the situations that we were placed in, and loved doing the show with him in Adelaide and Sydney and Melbourne when we got to perform it. And we're going great guns when everything went belly up again. So it was his idea to spend the time in the latest of these lockdowns in Sydney to just spend it creating something that we could share with people in the form of the EP, and that's very rewarding. And now it's exciting both of us to just be to put out more material.
We've been talking about how important connection is, and you know, from an artistic point of view, that collaboration. Mm. You know, we as artists need to collaborate. I know Glenn pretty well, Glenn Morehouse, and his partner Claire. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know how incredible they are, and how incredible he is, and how important that role plays with you kind of wanting to share your material, but you need someone to kind of help you translate it. So I reckon I can't wait that you guys are going to get out on the road and you know, when these borders open, that we can all kind of come see these live shows again. There's plans for that, obviously, and hopefully dates penciled in the diary for next year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Glenn and Claire were absolutely instrumental in putting this whole thing together. Claire's was booking the shows and doing the promotions and publicity and all the social media stuff, and also does backing vocals on all all the tracks. And Glenn, of course, played the guitar, the acoustic guitar, the electric guitar, the bass, the keyboards, the drums. You know, he did everything, basically, put it all together. And then we had a couple of friends guesting on drums and keyboards and things of that nature. But essentially, you know, he's a one-man music factory. So,
absolutely.
That's what you need in an artist backup, isn't it? Paul, sadly, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us. I've Seen a Future and You're Not It, Paul McDermott. If people want to download the EP, they can download it. You say it dropped yesterday, Paul?
Yeah, it dropped yesterday. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. Give it a listen. We're going to be having hard copies of it at some stage when we go out on the road. But until then, if you want to get it, then just iTunes or listen to it on Spotify and the streaming services.
Yeah. Awesome. Paul McDermott, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Congratulations on the new EP. It sounds amazing. Download it, Spotify, iTunes, or any other streaming platform. I've Seen the Future and You're Not In It. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Paul. Lovely to chat. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.